Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Amen. Romans 1:8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. What a testimony. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. For just a little while this morning, gospel power. Amen. Gospel power is not just the power that, for preachers, it's for the saints of God. Amen. Throughout, whoever we are, amen, we are to be his witnesses, amen, throughout the world of the gospel. Amen. The word gospel simply means good news. Amen. Thank God that God's word and God's gospel is good news. What does it mean, good news, Brother Joe? Man don't have to die in his sin. Amen. Man don't have to have a godless, hopeless, horrible eternity. Amen. But man can have an eternity like God intended. Amen. That's the good news. Amen. Why? Because Jesus made the way that we could have that glorious opportunity. Amen. The Apostle Paul hazarded his life. Amen. Even contending among his brethren. Amen. Because he, amen, not only did he believe the gospel, he experienced the gospel. Amen to God. You see, that's what the whole of the glorious part, amen, of being a witness is that we experience the gospel of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only have I heard the word of God, but believe the word of God. And believing the word of God, amen, and taking action upon that faith, amen, bringing about repentance, amen, and God responding to that repentance, amen, bringing about the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, and by the blood being applied, the Spirit of God coming and taking up his abode, and that new creature in Christ, amen, becoming a very real part of who we are. amen, so that our lives, amen, are transformed by the power of God. Amen. Romans chapter 12, amen, he said, well, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Verse number 2, amen, but be ye transformed, amen, by the word of God. Amen. My, I'm telling you, that word transformed means to cut across the grain. Amen. It simply means to be changed. Amen to God. Thank God. Amen. That the gospel will change us. Amen. You know why? Amen. I can tell you that there's a in the world today, I stand amazed sometimes because the world is more vehement in their belief of the power of the gospel than the church a lot of times. Why you say that, Brother Joe? They fight against it harder. Amen. If we believed as much, amen, like the world believed, I'm going to talk about when I say we, the church system, amen, believe the gospel is as powerful as the world believes it is, amen, I believe we'd have be more adamant, amen, about making sure that the gospel was heralded. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you ain't nothing more powerful, amen, in this world than the gospel of Christ. Amen. They're very clear in the Word of God, amen, that God give power and authority to the church. He gave a commission to the church. Go into all the world. Amen. That means just wherever you go. Amen. Don't matter if you in the United States, amen, your community, wherever that you go, amen, go into all the world, preach the gospel to some creatures. No, to every creature. Amen. That means whoever you meet, listen, it don't matter what they are, where they come from, what creed or religion, you preach the gospel to them. Amen. I know nowadays that, amen, that if you, amen, if you go to trying to preach the gospel to somebody of another faith, especially if they're some of the radical faiths in the world, they'll try to get you in trouble. That's all right. I have a commandment right here in this book. Amen. Didn't say preach the gospel except if they're Muslims. You preach the gospel except if they're Hindu, amen, or Buddhist or whatever. You preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Oh, I thank God this morning. I'm standing in front of you this morning because of gospel power. Amen. We're here this morning because of gospel power. Amen. My. Amen. No wonder the Apostle Paul, amen, writes in that first book of Romans here, that first letter, amen, that he wrote in the first part of this letter, and says to them, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Thank God. You don't have to be ashamed of what works. Amen. There's a lot of people go around selling a whole lot of things. Amen. You know, I think a person ought to be proud of their product. Amen. You know, you can get in trouble sometimes with your product. Amen. But you'll never get in trouble as far as it not working with God's gospel. Amen. Because it don't matter where you go. It don't matter what the chains are that a person's bound with. It don't matter how deep they are in sin. Amen. This gospel is big enough and great enough to deliver them out of the darkest pit. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, amen, but everywhere that you and I go, amen, there is always somebody that is there, amen, and if we'll allow God to lead us, amen, He will lead us to people. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Brother Tony talks about it in the Sunday school lesson. I can tell you, God leads you to people not just to be there, amen, but He leads us to those things because He's got something for us to do. Last Sunday morning, we preached on, amen, for the joy. Amen. For the joy that was set before Him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen. I want to tell you, what was the joy, Brother Joe? The salvation of the sons and daughters of men. Amen. He looked beyond the travail. He looked beyond all the suffering. And He seen what glorious things, amen, were going to be brought out of that. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We got to look beyond, amen, the travail. We got to look beyond. Amen, the little temporary things of now, and see that if we can get folks to Jesus, amen, that it's going to make an eternal difference. Come on with me this morning. Hallelujah. I can tell you, amen, I believe that Brother Ravenhill said, amen, but he said that preaching changes times, but prayer changes eternity. Amen. What's he talking about? Getting God involved, amen, in the process, and let God's work fall through. And the power of that gospel, amen, begin to reach souls. Amen. That's why Brother Joe's adamant, amen, about missionary work. Amen. About broadcast. Amen. About web. Wherever that you can find a way. Amen. For the gospel. I'm adamant. Why? Amen. Because the enemy knows. Amen. If somebody hears. Amen. And God gets a hold of them. Amen. I make a point sometimes to listen to the broadcast on the Pensacola station at 7:15 in the morning. Amen. At 10, I believe it's 10:70 a.m. Amen. Can pick it up out here sometimes. Not the best in the world. Amen. But it still comes in loud enough to hear. I listened this morning. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? I'm talking to God. Amen. Lord, I want you to speak. Amen. Through that business. I don't know what to say. I want, amen, the Holy Ghost. Amen. To work so that that Word of God, amen, will pierce right to the soul of men. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, God's Word, amen, by the Holy Ghost goes forth. Amen. It will change things. Hello? I said, it'll change things. Amen. Don't let that devil tell you. Amen. I want to tell you, when God puts it on you to witness and you feel that little, amen, you feel that bubbling coming up. Come on, anybody that's done that knows what I'm talking about. You feel something, I mean, just like it's about to blow up in you. Come on. Amen. And you got to have you just let the top off of it. Amen. God will just let it bubble out. Hello. Amen. Glory to God. I never have forgot the first time I preached on the street. Amen. In Bruton. Amen. I'm telling you, God preached me so hard I thought I was going to die. Amen. Come on. You got to learn how to breathe. Amen. I was preaching so hard I didn't have time to get a breath. Amen. But it's like a well. I know what it means when you said it's going to be like a well of water shut up in you that springs forth unto everlasting life. Amen. I can tell you, I used to sing an old song years ago. It's a bubbling. It's a bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. Amen. I can tell you, folks, to pray and seek God. Stay in that Word. Amen. When they get around somebody that needs it, amen, God will turn on the fountain. Amen. He'll wobble. He'll bubble that out of your soul. And when it comes forth, it'll be living water. Hello? I said, it'll be living water. Woo! Glory. I know the world may fight against it, don't like it. But here, Brother Joe, amen, I can tell you the Holy Ghost can do things the world can't gainsay. Hello? I know a God that is greater than all that is in that world. Amen. A lot of times, if we're not careful, we allow the devil to convince us, amen, that God's not big enough. Amen. We need to get back in the altar and get back in the book until we've got the knowledge that David had and many other folks had that God's big enough. Amen. And glory to God. Amen. And know what, amen, the writer said in the book of Romans, if God be for us, then who can be against us? Amen. Hallelujah. So here, the Apostle Paul, right into the church at Rome. Amen. I've tried too many times to come, but God has let me go somewhere else. Amen. Come on. Amen. God knows what He's doing. Amen. But He never faulted God that I might have fruit among you as well as other Gentiles. Amen. The Apostle Paul, but when he comes on down and he says to that church at Rome, for I am not ashamed. Amen. I know some of this TBN crowd gets caught up in that first part of that chapter. Amen. That I may. Amen. Come on. They get into all this stuff about trying to pass on something that they don't really have power and authority over. That I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. Amen. The Apostle Paul's not running around, amen, claiming he's imparting the gifts of God. Amen. He's simply, amen, telling them that by our mutual, amen, fellowship, amen, that God may out of that through obedience work something in you. Come on, with Brother Joe. Amen. God ain't never given man the gift to give to somebody else. Come on. That's heresy. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the administrator of the gifts. Hallelujah. He does according to the purpose of God. Amen. So that God already knows what He's doing, how to do it. He don't need nobody else. Amen. Interfering. All He's asked of us is simply to be the channel, the vessel through which He may operate through. Amen. That's my duty. That's your duty. Amen. Lord, whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, for as long as you want to do it, let it be, sir. Amen. Oh, God said, I will work, but who shall let it? Amen. I've made people angry with that scripture. Oh, Brother Joe. Amen. I said, yeah, you need to work that word. Look that word laid up. I said, I already have. Amen. Who will give God that opportunity? Amen. You understand something. If I'm not subject to God, if I'm not walking, trying to listen to God, amen, then God can't find a whole lot for me to do. Amen. Why would you want to try to give somebody something to do that didn't pay you no attention? Amen. Wasn't going to obey you no how. Come on. I worked crews of men. When I was in the military, I run a crew of about 30-something folks working night. Amen. I had somebody I couldn't trust. You know what I do? I'd put them over helping somebody that I could trust. Why? Because I've been foolish to send him out by herself. Amen. God's not a fool. He knows what he's doing. Amen. You want God to work in your life, and I want God to work in mine. Amen. Let me be subject to God. Let me be willing. Let me have, amen, the mindset of Jonathan's armor bearer when he said, do all that is in thine heart. I'm with you. Oh, whatever it is, it don't matter. I'm right here. I'm ready. Come on with Brother Joe. If God can find people like that, I want to tell you he'll open up heaven. Amen. He'll open up the spout and he'll pour out his glory. Woo. Why? Because God's always willing to work. Amen. I realize it's like, oh, I don't know if God's willing. Amen. I'm telling you. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory. Behold, it's not my will that any should perish, saith the Lord. I have not withheld. Behold, I'm not limited because of my desire, saith the Lord. But behold, limited because of men and women who will not still yield themselves and submit themselves that I may work, saith the Lord. Behold, if thou wilt give me opportunity, shall I not set forth my hand? Behold, have I not spoken, and shall I not bring to pass my word, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul says to the church at Corinth, oh, Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. You're not straightening us. Amen. What's he telling them? Amen. The word straight means constricted. Amen. You're not constricted or, if you will, limited. Amen. Because of us. Amen. But he said, you are straightened through your own bowels. Amen. What is that? Through your own desire. Amen. It's what has caused the restriction. Amen. If you get your desire right, Corinth. Amen. If you get your mind right with God and your heart right with God and your spirit right, come on. Amen. Then, amen, I can tell you God would work. And he said, oh, Corinthians, be ye enlarged. Get rid of what's restricting. Amen. The purpose and the will of God. Amen. Let it get washed out. Amen. My. Amen. I'm telling you, if we get good under conviction, we can get down before God and tell him, wash me, like David did in the 51st Psalm. Cleanse me. Amen. Glory to God. Purge me, Lord, with hyssop. Amen to God. Then God, amen, we can teach transgressors thy ways, and you can move, Father. Amen. Every branch, he said, that bringeth forth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. So I want to just quickly, the gospel power. Amen. And the writer that I'm reading this morning, actually the one who just simply heard the voice. Amen. And God, amen, from God, the Apostle Paul. Amen. Here's a man set at the feet of Gamaliel. He's a strict, amen, Pharisee. Amen. He's of the tribe of Benjamin. Amen. And he said, as touching the law, he's blameless concerning man's view and man's understanding of the law. But he come to a knowledge that concerning God, he's not that way. Amen. Come on. Yes. Amen. A lot of people have faulted the Apostle Paul because he was a zealot. Amen. He's a zealot in what he knew. But when he comes to the knowledge of his condition, He's just as zealous, amen, then, for the cause of righteousness as he was for the cause of religion. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, never a more zealous man, amen, outside of Christ than the Apostle Paul. Amen. That when he's come to the knowledge of Jesus and he's been born again and God's done a work in his life, amen, and God sent his servant over and opened him eyes, amen, and God has blessed him, amen, he's preached Christ in such a way they had to put him over the wall in a basket. My, amen, you talk about a conversion. Amen. The Apostle Paul had himself a conversion. Amen. I know his name was Saul. Amen. He's the head and shoulders. Amen. I think sometimes he may have had that name because he's such a little fella. He's trying to... Amen. Little fella sometimes try to blow up the front. Amen. Kind of like that old hog-nosed snake. Blow up and spread. Amen. And spread out and look, try to look like a mean something. Amen. But when he got right with God, he went back and called himself Paul. Amen. By the way, Paul means little. Hallelujah. He knew. Amen. He wasn't nothing. But I want to tell you, amen, what Brother Ravenhill said was a man that by church history and legend stood probably 4'6", 7 inches tall, bald-headed and bow-legged. Amen. When he rode into town, he didn't ride in by himself. Amen. He come with the power of God. He said that to the church at Corinth. When I come to you, I was in much fear and much trembling. Amen. But I didn't come to you in wise words, a men's system, a men's wisdom. Amen. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. But I come, amen, in the demonstration of the Spirit and in the power of God, that your faith should stand in Him. Hallelujah. Ooh, what did he come doing, Brother Joel? He come preaching the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, listen, when a lot of people made emphasis on baptizing, amen, Paul, he said, God didn't send me to baptize. He sent me to preach the gospel. Amen. Come on, a lot of people, listen, we've come to, God didn't send me. Now, Brother Joe, you wouldn't even know I believe in water baptism. Amen. I believe in the Lord's Supper. Two institutions that Christ instituted, water baptism and the Lord's Supper. They both have, everything to do with a experience and a relationship with God. But they must be true. Amen. Come on. That water baptism says, I died with Him. Amen. Come on. As I went down in that water and I've been resurrected in the newness of life, I've not come up the same man that went down. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you. Oh, listen. I'm telling you. Amen. I come up a new creature. Amen. I didn't come up the same old man. Amen. I believe that old singer said, and the old man is dead. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, if you want to keep that relationship right, we must keep that old man dead and let that new man after Christ live. The Apostle Paul said, amen, neither circumcision or uncircumcision to the church at Galatia. Amen. Amen. Holding the results. But a new creature. I've been born again. I've been changed. I've been newborn. Amen. The power of the gospel. Listen, there ain't anybody in this world can do what the gospel can do. There's not a government. Amen. Listen, how easy people just sell off. Amen. I'm telling you, we got the best thing that's ever been known to man. We got the only thing that can deliver mankind from his own self and from his own destiny, which is an eternal burning pop in hell. Come on. There ain't a government program in this world that can deliver a person, amen, from a life of sin. But there is, amen, a free work of God. Amen. If man will hear the gospel, if he will believe, amen, listen to what the Apostle Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. And he went on and said, for it is, not it's going to be. Amen. Not it used to be. Come on. I mean, we got folks who almost say, it used to be the power of God. Come on. What happened? Amen. He's still alive. He's still available. Amen. What's wrong, Brother Joe? They quit believing. Amen to God. I said, they quit believing. It is the power of God unto salvation. To who? To everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Amen. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. The universal invitation that is given in Revelation 22 and 21. In the close of the book, mine, the Spirit. And come on. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, in the Spirit and the bride say come. Amen. My, and let everyone that is athirst come and drink of the water of life freely. My. I'm telling you, amen, the church has got the grandest thing. Amen. I don't matter where you go in the world. It don't matter what folks are bound by. It don't matter who you meet. Amen. How many drugs they're on. Amen. Or how messed up their life is. Amen. My. Amen. You can look them in the eye and tell them, I know a man. Amen. Who can? I know somebody. And break all your chains. Don't matter if you a legion. Amen. If you're twice what legion was. I know somebody. Amen. That knows how to deliver you. Amen. That knows how to give you a life out of that mess you got. Amen. That knows how to turn you around and set your feet on solid rock. Hey. And establish your goings. I know somebody that knows how to get you out of that horrible pit. Well, your feet stuck in the miry clay. When everybody else says you can't do it, it can't be done. Amen. I got another word for you. It can. Hallelujah. I never preached anywhere. Listen, I preached where there's some people in bad shape. Amen. If you go down there on Main Street, Pensacola, they used to run the Jesus Care Center. Know the man who run that for several years ago. Amen. Back then, they lived down there in them old culverts. Amen. They snort anything they could get in their brain. Amen. To get them what they thought was out of this world. They sniff gasoline. Come in that place. They just as glassy-eyed as they could be. They didn't hardly know where they were. Amen. What'd you do, brother? Did y'all go down there to preach? Ask God. Amen. Come on. God knows how to get through that delirium. Amen. Just as well as God knows how to get past all the blindness that the devil's got. Amen. The God of this world, your Bible, my Bible says, had blinded their eyes. Listen. Amen. But this gospel's got something on that. Amen. It goes beyond the blindness of them eyes. It goes right on in and pierces into that very spirit. Amen. Where they live at. Come on. I can tell you, God can bring conviction. Amen. To the hardest soul. Amen. If the Holy Ghost is at work. Amen. And somebody's willing to be a vessel. Ooh. Yeah, they preached to them first. If you fed them, that was it. They'd fill that belly and away they'd go. What they needed, amen, they didn't need it in their belly. They needed it in their soul. Come on. Amen. I can tell you, thank God for everybody that works and runs those places. I had to come in behind people and preach who just preached to them. Amen. Some of the most off-the-wall gospel I'd ever heard in my life. Amen. You just accept Christ, and basically was just basically trying to get them to go through some little repeat after me, and all your troubles will be over. Amen. You'll find job, find car. I mean, they're preaching all that. I'm going to tell you, that ain't in that book. Amen. I'm going to tell you, come on. That is not in that book. But I tell you what is in that book. Amen. That he will break every chain of sin. Amen. He will break every power of the devil. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Man's got to preach that gospel like it's supposed to be. Amen. God can tell you, God ain't worried about, amen, giving me fine cars and homes and wealth. And come on. I thank God for the blessings. Amen. But what God's primarily concerned about, amen, is that my soul and your soul and whoever else's soul out there is right with him. That's what matters. You know, a lot of times people get away from the main thing. And when they do, they get away from the operation of the Holy Ghost. He ain't come down there to bless, amen, somebody's made up gospel. He ain't coming, amen, to bless somebody's little fabricated, amen, stories trying to get somebody in on their little schism. Come on. He's come to do what the Word of God said. He will back up that gospel. Amen. Christ must be elevated. He must be the one. Amen. I can tell you, when the federal government's looked at that, amen, that group and said, my, we don't understand how that 5 years down the road, that Teen Challenge has such a wonderful, amen, plan that is still working 5 years down the road. Hey, we'd like to know, amen, what your secret is. One word, we can tell you what our secret is. Jesus. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I thank God there's a few things that, amen, that Brother David Wilkerson done is still sticking around and still holding.
Amen. Thank God for people, amen, that understand something, that without Christ you can't change anybody. Amen. You can go through motions. They can fool all the kind of rehabs you want to go through. It's nothing more than a, amen, than some ritual of man. But I can tell you, if you get to the Master, amen, the Master can get a hold of you. Oh, hallelujah. It's not the same. Ain't nobody ever, amen, touched me.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.